Okay, the Igeres Kodesh, we're up to, this is the letter, volume 4, and the letter number is 864, and this is Baruch Hashem addressed on the 15th day of Tevis and Tavshi Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessing. And here, the Rebbe is responding to letters that he received from Thursday, the 14th of Cheshvan and the 26th of Kislev, I'm not sure exactly what that was. And there is several pieces that are omitted here because the Rebbe, that represents pieces that they did not publish. This is number three. We're starting with number three. Number one and two we don't have over here. It's number three. The Rebbe says, there is no reason, are you being upset? He says, you not have to put effort in, but being upset, that only ruins. I mean, doesn't mean, you know, you need to be bothered by and try to work on whatever the case, whatever they were dealing with over there, but not to become upset about it. And in general, the Rebbe says, it would be fitting to publicize amongst the Hasidim the statement of the Holy Zohar about the damage I think that the word hamash over here is some abbreviation which stands for being depressed or being down, being like that. And he brings down from the Parshas Tetzaveh that it says that the Tachal Matato, the Rebbe in another letter also brings that besides the fact that this disrupts his service in the study of Torah, health-wise, etc., there's also ruins, God forbid, in that thing that you're writing about it. But it's all in shorthand here. It's kind of hard to figure out exactly what he says. Number four, the Rebbe says, I received a letter that he already started doing about it. The Rebbe quotes here a statement that the wine belongs to the master and the thank you goes to the butler. So Rebbe basically thanking the other person, I guess, for initiating, getting somebody else to do something. So the Rebbe's giving him the thank you. And the reason is because the butler has a choice, as the Rebbe brings down from the Tzemach Tzedek. Okay. Now, number five. The Rebbe says you wrote about, that you spoke with several people over there about putting on tefillin, and Rebbe said you must have shown them also the publication from the Merkaz, the Rebbe's, the publication from Merkaz Leon Chinuch in English, and he says they were sort of very disrespectful to him, you know, these people. He's writing to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, see a similar case in Torah Sholem. So the Rebbe says, since they were disrespectful about it, and they just didn't ignore you by being quiet, but they actually, you know, came out. So that's already the beginning of the impact, Rabbi says. This is already the beginning. That's already, the Rabbi brings down from the Sikha in Torah Sholem, that there is an advantage of an ox over a goat. A goat is just so quiet, but the ox talks about the various different, you know, at least he gores, he fights back, so there is something, there's the energy there. So the Rebbe says, you got to find the right words and the right time, the fitting time to continue talking with them about this. And only about this, that the mitzvah of tefillin you fulfill just by putting it on alone. And davening is something separate, but this is the putting on the tefillin, and that's davening separate. And I am sure, the Rebbe says, that within time they will start putting on the tefillin, and eventually they will become closer to other aspects of Torah mitzvahs. Rebbe gives them a thank you, a big thank you for the notice about the gatherings of Yutis Kislev. And for sure, Rabbi says, I assume that for sure you also made a gathering during the fifth light of the candle, which is also a special time, the time that the Alter Rebbe was released from the prison second time. And you should write also about this, and please, please, the Rebbe says, put an effort in, and you and all your group there, try to conquer the outside. To go ahead and if you're lacking the Rebbe says you're lacking the mood, so why don't you reflect, this is stopping the redemption, you can this is stopping and the resurrection of the dead, Chis Hamesim, and so that we can meet with the Rebbe, my father-in-law, with the Rebbe, with his father, etc., etc. Aren't you don't you miss them? Don't you, Rabbi says, Huvene beit sich eichnit, Rabbi uses the Hebrew, the Yiddish words for it. Don't you, aren't you yearning for the Rebbe? Is there any effort that is difficult in your eyes so that we can reach to that level? And this is very, I mean, it's literally, this is not just on a tzachus. Now, I just want to say this. Can you imagine? I mean, that's the Rebbe's talking that about his father-in-law, about the previous Rebbe. So, what should the Chassidim to today saying? Do you not miss? Is there anything that is going to be difficult in your eyes so that you can reach this? And literally, this is literally. He says like this. In number 7, that he says that because of the situation, it was the danger, and it was the decree of the government. The parents were buried without having a tahara. They didn't have a proper tahara. So, as you described the situation, then that was the honor. I mean, they did the best they can do at that point, was to bury them as it is, and still, you're asking the question, so that was the honor, so what to do? So Rebbe said like this. Number one, he says, on the gravesite, there should be two kosher people, and they should say, and he should say to them, that he's giving tzedakah for them, and he's asking them to give over to his father the name of son of such such, and the mother, her name, the daughter of such, that he asks forgiveness for that because it was unfortunate, he had no choice. I guess the son buried them in that way because he had no choice. That was their honor. There wasn't anything else that he could do at that time, and so we should send two people to the gravesite and say that he's giving tzedakah and he's asking their forgiveness. And number two, that you should set up a, without a vow, on the day of the yahrzeit of both your father and your mother, an additional study, more than you normally do, in the tractate of mikvahs, and it deals with mikvah, and in chassidus, in dach. And number three, you should be careful to honor those who he heard Torah studies from them. And the Rebbe says the main thing is, the Rebbe uses, I think, the Russian language, Hadje Morishchayda Chanal. Just get away from that depression, from that, you know, as mentioned before. That's the main thing. Don't be depressed. Don't let these things get you down. That's the main thing. And the Rebbe asks again to send regards to the whole group of people there.